Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, and I'm still here. I can't believe it. I really can't. It's a rough day for me. I wrote 8,300 words yesterday. I can't even count. 8,300 words, and then I had insomnia at 5, so got up and finished the novella and turned it in, which is good. But I haven't had a chance to sleep today, so I'm a little out of it. My hair looks snazzy. Thank you, Fire Rider. I have a new overlay for those of you who can see it, and I think it's a little less distracting. I put my word count up here in the top left. That is, it says 2 days to go, but I've already turned it in because I know I'll reach my goal when I do edits because that's kind of how I write. Hey, Sario, good to see you. But Santa's not there anymore. At least he shouldn't be. I tested new alert things. He'll be back before you know it. Yeah. Anyway, this is a podcast called I Should Be Writing. And I mentioned last week that I was going through a bit of a cold shock, realizing that I'm not been very good with turning my stuff in lately. And it's partly, there's a lot of stuff going on there. I mean, we're in a pandemic. There was an insurrection against the Capitol. I've had a lot of problems with migraines in the past 12 months. Lot of excuses, but other people managed to get stuff turned in, so I realized I needed to bust my butt, and so I counted this morning and I've written 31,000 words this month. And it's not the end of the month yet, and I didn't start on the first. So I guess I should be proud of that. I'm glad you like the new overlay, people. I'm pretty happy with it. Thank you. I'm glad you think that's a good accomplishment, Frigg's daughter. I've been still feeling kind of bad about myself because I had to write so much in a binge because I've been putting it off. Procrastinating. Oop, I shifted and the camera went weird. Okay. But it's done. The stuff's done, the stuff's into edits, the editors, so that's a good feeling. But I wanted to talk about, this show tries to tell you about a lot of the insecurities and terrible things you feel are normal as a writer, as a creative person in general. And there's a lot of buck up little camper kind of stuff. But sometimes there are truths that need to be said because no one is saying them, which Matt and I do a lot on Ditch Diggers. My other podcast, you can find out more at merverse.com. But I was thinking about how I felt today, never mind the insomnia and the just general exhaustion. But I'm starting to feel that tired sadness that comes with finishing a project. Nobody ever talks about this because they're all like, hey, I finished a project! Yay me! And there's something weird about finishing a project, something weird about doing all of this work and then not doing all the work anymore. On one hand, yeah, you don't have to do the work anymore, but on the other hand, you get into a groove and now something has to change. And there's always a little bit of stress with change. I've finally gotten to where when a friend of mine tells me she's finished a project, I just say, I'm so sorry. Because I know that she's feeling awful because she talks about it. And I've mentioned it before on I Should Be Writing because I had somebody write in and say, "Thank you for saying that because I thought I was the weird one." And no, you're not. There's a post-project letdown period. It happens. And I am not a psychologist or psychiatrist, so I don't know why it happens. I could pontificate. Again, the ritual is gone. Whatever work you did, the new focus is gone. Saying goodbye to a world in your head is not an easy thing, says Saria. That's another thing. I didn't have, yeah, this was sort of near future sci-fi with some hand-wavy hacking. So I didn't create a vast fantasy world, but yeah, I'm proud of a couple of things I came up with. I think some of the other things are complete crap, so we'll see what the editor thinks. At least I know myself well enough to know that I will hate my work at some point. This is another thing. I talk about it a lot, so if you're a longtime listener, you will have heard this. But in case you're new, there's a point. In novels, it usually hits around the 35,000 mark, 35,000 word mark. So I guess you scale it down to the other lengths. So I would say maybe with novella it would be 7,000 words. Does that might work. I don't know, about a third of the way in. Hey, Billy boy. Oh, I'm not feeling down. It's more of a yeah, it's I reject the idea that I'm feeling down. I'm just specifically sad about this project being done. I'll bounce back. It's not, I'm not mourning anything. But yeah, the oh, I got distracted by chat. I'm not supposed to do that. Dang. Anyway, it's dang. Sorry. Threw myself off. Yes, the 35,000 word mark. Yes, sorry. Sorry. So yeah, a lot of people, and this is where a lot of beginners will go and start a new book because they think, I've written myself into a corner. I've realized this sucks. I've got a brand new idea that's so hot. And what you need to know is this is what happens. This is going out to play in the snow and then starting to get cold. The snow's still there. It's still awesome. But you're kind of getting cold. So you think, maybe I should go inside. The metaphor breaks down because you should go inside or else you'll get hypothermia. But here in writer world, the goal is to finish. Gotta finish the book. It's the only, really the only rule. A lot of the other rules we say don't have to be followed if that's not working for you. But yeah, starting and finishing, that's kind of the important part. And so you have to let yourself know that your book is gonna suck at some point to your eyes. Which is why it's really good to get some distance before you do an edit. So I read today that yesterday was Blue Monday. It's been a myth. I think it was a PR stunt that this is the most that yesterday was the most depressing day of the year, the third Monday in January. But I think it was a myth done by a PR company to get people to buy gift packages, not gift packages, travel packages for January. You know, oh, it's dark, it's dreary, it's cold. Go to the Bahamas. So while it's a little terrifying knowing what effect advertising has on the our common psyche, it is an interesting thought because January is depressing for me. I'm a big lover of Christmas. You know, I try to keep it mostly inside because I know that most people I know are not. I mean, they'll enjoy it, but I'm the person that gets happy when I see the Christmas stuff come out in October. Yep, that sounds like typical capitalism crap. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. It's both inspiring as a writer and terrifying to know these things that have gotten into our psyche. You know, Santa's coat is that red because of Coke. It's the same red as Coca-Cola, and that's how Santa is drawn now. Oh, we have new people in the chat. Hello, Lab Rat. Hello, Pablo. Hello, Devo Spice. But here in Writer World. Yes, I did say, but here in Writer World. Man, I'm really. Brain is not braining well today. I knew this would happen because I wrote a whole lot yesterday. A whole lot. Hey, Underpope, good to see you. I'm trying to think of the other truth bombs I need to drop. That was part of the Blue Monday thing is I needed to talk about the post-project sadness, and I figured I'd bring up other things. And I'm not trying to bring people down, but you'd rather have somebody point out that down that path you're walking is a hole. So look out for that. Instead of just, maybe they'll be happier if they don't know about the hole until they fall in. But then it's not my fault. My metaphors need help today. But you get what I'm saying. I just want you to look out for the holes. Devo Spice, do you get post-album letdown? Because I've been talking about I finished a novella yesterday, or today, very early this morning, and been feeling a little post-project tired and sad. The insomnia is also part of that. Yes, Sario, it is nice to know that others are where you are. Let me do a shout out for Devo Spice. I do happens with every project, including my most recent video. I've been in a funk for a few days now. Oh no! I'm sorry. Every time I try to do a shout out for you, I start typing Devo Spice and forgets that you're in here under the funk. Modern day Billy Boy says a modern day Valentine's Day celebrations were created by Hallmark Greeting Card Company to sell more cards during that time of year. Yeah, I think that's true. And so, but you gotta remember, whenever somebody like points out the sexism or racism or homophobia or something in a work, people almost always retort with, it's just fiction. But look at the world around us and how it's shaped by our advertising, our favorite stories. I still can't get over the fact that Khaleesi was a very popular baby girl's name after Game of Thrones started being televised. And the thing is, that wasn't even her name. That was her status, her title. Anyway, yeah, Devo Spice, if you want to test the hang on, let me see if I can do something. Talk amongst yourselves. I gotta figure something out. I need to figure out how to give somebody permission to post a link. Sorry. So yeah, this morning I did get proud of myself with I did get proud of myself with all the words I'd written. Hey, Kalita, good to see you. Thanks for dropping by. Hope everything's going well with you. Devos, please see if you can post your link to The Mandalorian in the chat. I think you should be able to. The Fump, aka Devo Spice, just posted his it was a Wu-Tang Clan parody. I'm sorry, I don't know enough about hip hop to know when you're parodying something, unfortunately. Yeah, I am pretty good. Just finished a novella this morning. Wrote about 10,000 words in 2 days. A little bit too much. Yes, parody of Method Man by Wu-Tang Clan. Yay! I finally figured out how to get you to do a link. So, if you want to see a funny Mandalorian parody song, check it out. Haley Burwell, the post-project blues is everywhere. As a software tester, release leads to a mild depressive feeling, and that's also when I usually get sick. That is true. Yeah, your body kind of does this. I've got to stay strong so we can finish this project. And then when you are done and you can relax, the immune system's like, okay, I'm taking a break. I don't care about the rest of y'all. Yeah, thanks. It's probably greatly a coincidence, but Charles Schulz did die a couple of days after the last Peanuts ran. And he was an old man. But you gotta wonder if he tried to stay alive long enough to see the final Peanuts go. Or he finished drawing it. I can't remember if it was the last couple of days from the last one being published or the last one he wrote. But yeah, he died soon after one of those times. So yeah, the body works as hard as it can and then it stops. Because it can't go on, even if you're talking about writing or any kind of creativity stuff. I'm making a mess. So, yeah, I think the last truth bomb I will drop, and this is one of those things that you can look at and either be happy or sad about, and it's your choice. I would recommend being happy about it, since you have a choice. But most of the insecurities you're feeling right now, wherever you are in your career, won't go away. Somebody will always be the green grass on the other side. Someone will always be the one led into the party while you're not. Someone will always be achieving more than you are. And so you could look at them and think, why isn't my life or career or whatever doing that? Then instead of looking at your own and seeing, here's where it's good and here's where I can work on making it better. I had a weird discussion with a friend who. He was let I can't remember all the details, but essentially he was letting me know that he was jealous of something that I had going on while I was sitting there being jealous of his projects. So it's just the good news is everybody feels like you do. The bad news is it's not going to go away, so you just need to get used to it. Oh, Sario says, according to Wikipedia, Schulz died the day before the last strip ran. Okay. Excuse me, itchy eye. Kalita says, I feel as if the insecurity has gotten worse. Oh, no! I was way more confident when my writing was actual trash. Well, that's the whole. The more you get to that level where you can identify good things, and you realize how much more you have left to learn. Whereas people who don't know anything about what you do probably think it's easy. Like our outgoing president who thought that the healthcare system would be a cinch to fix, and then a couple of months later literally says, who knew it was so complicated? And everybody in Washington went, me, I did. So, Yeah, the more you learn about something, the more you learn about the complexities of different things, you can feel like even though you've improved, you have less confidence than you did when you knew nothing. I have gotten pretty good with baking sourdough, and my husband got me I feel like a sourdough hipster because I was doing it before the pandemic. But actually saying those words out loud makes me feel like I really need to go get some mustache wax and possibly some suspenders with short pants. I'm trying to think of the local hipsters. I don't know. I don't know what anybody looks like these days because of the pandemic. So, yeah, I'm a sourdough hipster. Anyway, but my husband got me the book, Flour, Salt, what is it? Flour, salt, water, and yeast or something. It's a basic bread baking book. And then there's reading into what happens with whether it's the natural yeast in sourdough or the yeast you put into the bread, what happens in that case and how the humidity and the temperature of your kitchen matters so much and how you can tell whether something's not proved enough. I'm like, I've just been guessing. I've just been following the recipe that King Arthur Flour put out, but pretty much I'm like, okay, 2 hours have passed, it's puffed up, let's put it in the oven. And so I felt confident about my ability to, I was even going to enter it into this count the state fair last or year before last, 19. But that's when King Arthur Flour got contaminated or recalled or something. And they wouldn't allow anything with King Arthur Flour in it to be at the fair. And yes, I could have lied. But I'm not that kind of person. So, yeah, I had real confidence in my bread, but now I know I don't know crap. Don't know anything about bread. It's really hard. So, I feel you, Kalita. The more you know, the less you know. That's my wisdom. We all have long hair now, says Frigg's daughter. Yeah, last night, a friend of mine, I think it was Gwenda Bond. I can't remember. It was like a group of us at the bar, and I can't remember which person posted it, but it was from Confusion last year, which is where I was exactly a year ago. It's an excellent con in Detroit in January, but I highly recommend going to it when the world gets back to normal. It's one of my favorite cons. But I was looking at what I told my husband was the high water mark on my hair, which is where the dye started. It was much, much higher a year ago. I don't know. Wow, I keep thinking the next thing I'm going to talk about is this, and then it just goes away. Very tired. I got some salon dye to do my own hair, says Fire Rider. Yeah, I bought a couple of just over-the-counter cheap teal bottles of dye just to freshen this up, which it on camera it looks like it needs it again. I guess that's why I'm not a professional. It's been a hell of a year. Yes, it has. It really has. Hey, K Kimmy, good to see you. Hope you're doing well. I really had one more thing I was going to talk about. What the hell was it? I don't know. If it comes to me, I'll mention it. What have I been playing of late? You mean like, oh, hi. I'm being visited by a very loud dog. Well, okay, yes, you found me and I'm okay. Oh, she just barged in here. And then came around the desk and poked me with her nose, and then she laughed like that. She's taking roll. What have I been playing of late? Video games. I've been playing Hades a lot. Thank you. Somebody just came and shut the door for me. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Hades, which has more nuance and excellent writing to it than, I mean, I knew it won some awards, but I just kept looking at the run around and hit things with a sword kind of thing and didn't know how much depth is in that. I poke in on Animal Crossing every once in a while, but it doesn't have the same hold on me it once did. Those snow boys, that was a negging experience. I hope they never do again. Does anybody play Animal Crossing? Because I lucked out, and the first time I made one. Hey, Sybil Rose, thank you. I'm pretty happy with the overlay. It's nice and simple. So yeah, the snow boys, it's their winter edition. And often, if you haven't played Animal Crossing, I'm sure you've heard plenty about it. But one of the things is whenever there's a new seasonal event, there's a whole bunch of crafting recipes you can get to make seasonal stuff. And in the spring, there were these eggs everywhere. They really overdid it on the eggs. You could be fishing and get an egg that way. You could be popping balloons, which is usually treasure or money or something, or items. But you pop a balloon and get an egg. Shake a tree and get an egg. I mean, there were a lot of eggs. But so the gimmick for winter was you have to, there's two snowballs on your island. And when you run up to it, you can roll it up. And then you roll up a second one and put it on top of the first one, and the snow boy comes to life. And if you have done it perfectly, the snow boy's very happy with you and gives you a present. Either a giant snowflake or a recipe. I don't know, because I only did it once. And then I realized that not only does the snow boy gradually melt over 4 days. I mean, they made this thing sentient, and then you gotta watch it melt and die. But if you don't roll it up just right, the first words this thing starts to say have to do with, like, negging you. It's like, oh well, you tried your best with me, and if 90% is what you're happy with, I guess that's okay. But I'm not giving you a snowflake. And maybe it's just the fact that I was done with the year. That on top of everything else, I was being negged by a snowman. No, that's not nice. So, no, I that literally drove me to play less Animal Crossing, because I'd run past one of those inviting little snowballs that I'm supposed to roll up and make another Frosty and just get annoyed. The snow boy is a wee bit passive aggressive, indeed. So, Devo Spice has been playing Paper Mario the Origami King. I haven't heard of that. That's neat. So, not a lot of that. I played Skyrim for a little while before getting into Hades. Got back into Skyrim. I love that. Love that world. Although at some point, I usually end up not caring about any of the quests and instead just buying as much real estate as I can and then moving my family among them and then losing my things in the houses because I can't remember at which house I put this very rare and important magical staff. So that's how I play. But I also got Kentucky Route Zero for Christmas. Looking forward to that. And sorry, Stardew Valley expansion new the newest update to Stardew Valley is out, and I'll be playing that with my daughter before she goes back to school. I'm really looking forward to that. I think we're going to play a race to get married kind of playthrough. So you can get married the fastest. Only problem is the two easiest people to get married to, you get big friendship points if you give them something good on their birthday. And so by default, it's easier to marry somebody whose birthday's earlier in the year. Easier to marry someone quickly. So, yeah, we're gonna be doing that. Probably this afternoon. Probably on the stream. I haven't streamed a game in a long time. Kalita says, it's so funny, but I think way back when I remember you saying maybe on Facebook how you had to put in so many hours writing before playing. I feel like this is when it first came out. Yeah, it was probably Twitter because I'm not on Facebook, but yeah, at some point I literally bought myself a little chest, like plastic chest with a timer on it, and I'd put my Switch in there every morning so I could get work done. And strangely enough, that worked. But also, I had a friend who was looking at the turnip prices a lot with me and trying to get the KK, all the KK Slider songs. And then I realized that once they lost interest and started playing something else, I realized a lot of my fun was playing with other interested people, and I didn't find a lot of those, so which is stupid because it's so big, but everybody has their own style of playing. So I have friends who still play but care about it on a different level, I guess. Also, I had one really big payday with turnips. And after that, I could afford anything in the game, and so it stopped being a challenge. Then again, the Snowboys offered a challenge, and that just made me mad, so I don't know. Khalid, are you playing anything fun? Is anybody playing anything fun? The best part about Animal Crossing was having a Zoom birthday party for a friend of mine, and we were on Zoom on the computer so we could see each other and chat, but we were all visiting each other on the islands in Animal Crossing, and one guy had not heard of Animal Crossing. He hadn't seen it. And as we're talking about turnips and what else? I can't even remember what bizarre Animal Crossing things we were talking about, but he was so fascinated that he literally went out. He left the party, the Zoom party, to go out and buy a Switch to get Animal Crossing. And I think he found one, and this is when they were really hard to find. Co-op is a distinct thing that can be huge fun if you have the right partner. Indeed. I got Calico after watching Steven play it, and it is delightful. That's cool. You don't have to whisper, Kalita. It's okay to say you've been playing Cyberpunk if it's fun. Have they fixed a lot of those issues? Lee Burwell has been playing June's Journey, match three game. A Mystery Stories in the post-World War I era. Interesting. Civil Rose has been playing a stupid amount of Minecraft. Sari has been playing a Graveyard Keeper. I played that for a little while, and then I stopped. Graveyard Keeper is interesting. It's like think Stardew Valley in a graveyard. You're just there to build to build up a graveyard. But that also means you have to, people just drop bodies off and you have to get them and build a coffin for them and plant them or inter them before the body rots too much. Oh, doggy's mad. Been using a Firewriter plays Planet Zoo. Okay, Kimmy, I've been using a ridiculous number of phone games to avoid stress and responsibilities. I think pretty much everybody gets a buy right now. It is not an easy time. Galita, I didn't see a lot of the most major issues because I'm playing on PC. There are some. I could talk all day about the issues I have with the game, but at the moment I'm entertained. I give it a 6.5. Well, if it's entertaining you, then that's what matters. Hey, Todd. Todd's been playing Diablo 3. Awesome. So yeah, this has turned in. I should be writing, but I'm gaming instead. So that's what we're offering. I'm sorry, I'm just making myself laugh. It's my brain is still mush. I'm sorry. So has anybody come up with oh, that's right. I think I remember what I was going to say. I think I remember. I came up with not necessarily a resolution, but a mantra for 2021, and I didn't even realize I did it until I put a name to it. Kind of like I didn't know I was writing Fred Saberhagen fanfic when I was a kid because, no, I had never heard the word fanfic before. But I've talked about it before, so I won't go too far into it. But basically, my mantra this year is just show up, because that is the hardest thing. By far. It's just showing up, getting dressed and your yoga mat out, getting your shoes on and out the door, sitting in the chair and shutting off everything else except for your word processor. That is the hard thing. Showing up is the challenge. And so I figure if I can just show up, then the rest of it will take care of itself. And so that's my mantra for 2021. I'm trying to get into more regular, getting into a better schedule by just showing up, trying to keep healthy and writing regularly. Sybil Rose says we are totally not wasting time on video games ever. No. Brains need recovery time, and games are often a good way to do it. That's true, Sario. I actually did a news article in The Escapist before they went pro Gamergate, on the benefit of games and the brain. And a friend of mine had had an aneurysm back 2010, I think. I'm not sure. No, earlier than that. Anyway, he'd had an aneurysm, and it was a long time for him to recover. And he told me that one of the things his therapist had him doing is role playing. He was playing D&D because I can't even remember the details, but that was good for his brain. That was a good ability for his brain to work on. So, it's I'm a fan, but most people know that. Also, I get good ideas from games, especially the narrative ones. Just show up, great mantra. Thank you, Under Pope and Lab Rat. I'm borrowing just show up to run alongside my usual just keep swimming. You don't have to borrow it, you can have it. It's all yours. We're all about the sharing here. If my mantra works for you, that's cool. I don't mind. So yeah, I think it's funny that I guess I have confidence in my abilities because I acknowledge that I'm struggling with the actual arrival to whatever I'm doing, which is also known as overcoming procrastination. But that's the struggle, not the work involved. Psychiatrist I know uses the Star Wars RPG to help his schizophrenic patients learn social skills. That's interesting, under Pope. Yeah, I think the safe role-playing atmosphere is really big for helping people do the learn new things and learn how to communicate in social situations where if they screw up, well, let's try again. Okay, Kimmy says, my mantra this year is the mountain goats. I'm gonna make it through this year if it kills me. Yes, that is the mountain goats, and that's an awesome song. He's local to me. I can't remember his name. I don't know him. I saw him at the John Hodgman talk a couple of years ago. Hodgman had a joke about Watership Down that me and my friend laughed at, and we were the only ones. And I thought it was really funny. It wasn't fake laughter. But he did dedicate the rest of the show to those of us who have read Watership Down, so that was fun. That was a pointless tangent. But like I said, brain, not braining. It's pretty much tapioca in there. Very smooth, as Jason Mendoza on The Good Place says. My brain's very smooth. That's an awesome mantra. I'm taking it. You do that, Ancilla, and I hope it works for you. They were in the late show the other night, and of course they were playing something new. I was really hoping for that song. Yeah, usually when they're doing tours like that, they're promoting new stuff. Last name Darnell. That's what I remember. Sorry. Just popping into my head. Yeah, they played a local summer 4th of July event that goes on in Durham every summer. And I didn't recognize all the songs because they were all peppy. And you know, he says some of his fans actually ask for old favorites, but he doesn't like to play them at a daytime 4th of July festival with a lot of kids around, which is fair because he's got a lot of darker songs. Fun fact, if you enjoy comic books and you enjoy Serenity and Firefly, there's a Shepherd book story that you can get. And it's one of those things that tells it very cleverly in reverse to where you see a scene and you come up with an idea of, you make your own decision on how the character got to that point. I guess Memento started it. You see how the character got to that, you assume how the character got to that point, and then they do the scene before or a couple of years before. And so it ends, the book starts with Shepherd Book's death. It's been like over 10 years, so sorry, spoiler. The book starts with his death in Serenity, and then you get his whole story because he was one of the people that we didn't know why he had like alliance clearance and other things. He had a lot of mystery in his backstory, and we got it all, but when they finally get to his childhood, the story of his childhood is essentially, damn it, now I can't think of the word. What is the hast thou considered the tetrapod? I think it is. It's a story about how he would, music was the only thing keeping him going when he was a young kid, and talks about his stepfather abusing him and stuff. It's a very powerful song. And that's where the comic book writer got the idea of Shepherd Book's childhood. I mean, it was like almost exactly the song drawn out. You know, he's listening to his records on the, and the headphones are on, and stepfather gets mad. So it's a interesting and powerful book. And if you're a Mountain Goats fan and a Firefly fan, then you know, you can't lose. Man, I've been going for 47 minutes and I haven't fallen asleep once. Go me. So, as this is a podcast about writing, does anybody have any writing questions? Or do they want just a buck up little camper? Oh yeah, we did our first kick in the pants workshop the other day. We had a little bit of Discord problems, and then we had not a huge turnout, but it was fun, and I took some notes on how to make it better, so next time will be even better. I don't have the next time scheduled. I kind of want to do two a month, so just if you're a Patreon supporter at the $7 or higher level, then go ahead and just keep an eye on the email. Buck up, little camper, sounds good to me. Okay, Todd. Buck up, little camper. We'll beat that slope together. That was an obscure Better Off Dead quote. But buck up, little camper, because things are rough, but it'll change. Hopefully for the better. But we just gotta remember nothing ever stays the same. So. You can do it. I have a lot of faith in you. You were back in the before times, you were going to the nebulas and schmoozing around and networking, and you got this. How long do you wait after finishing a novel or novella before you do the editing or rewriting? People usually recommend a couple of weeks. Maybe a couple of days for a short story, but a couple of weeks for something longer. For me, I turned it in and know that my editor will take a couple of weeks to get back to me, and then hopefully by then I'll be able to take his comments and thoughts and be able to edit it with a more distanced eye given to me by time. So, if you're not contracted and you're just trying to write a longer project and get a good distance from it, I would say 3 weeks to a month is a safe time. Then you can go back and you won't feel all raw because you just finished it, and it won't feel like a newborn baby to you that you can't change anything, can't even clip a nail or else it will die. So, not that you have to clip newborns' nails. Not right away, anyway. Good to see you, Fire Rider. Thanks for dropping by. Have a good day at work, or good afternoon, I suppose. But, yeah, give it a little bit of time. You'll need that distance. You'll be surprised at, more problems will jump out at you when you get that distance, and you'll be able to appreciate your stuff more. The things that you were unsure about or didn't think much about when you wrote, and then you read them as a reader and you think, oh, that's pretty clever, or that's funny, or that makes a lot of tension. So that's another bonus. Sorry. Yeah, that's another bonus to giving yourself some distance. I was talking to a friend of mine who offered to read part of my novella for me, and I said, I would like to get to a point where I finish a project and can let somebody take a look at it for me before I have to desperately turn it in. That's another reason why the mantra for this year is show up, because oh boy, because if I do that, if I show up, then words will get done. And I don't even have to worry about what words. I show up and then the words happen. And I know there's work in there. I'm not like completely lying to myself, but yeah, I'm gonna have to end the stream soon because my brain is just not working right now. I'm very sorry. If I do show up and I get writing done every day, then the projects will get done. That's one thing I'm having, still have a little bit of confusion in my goal setting class because, you're not supposed to make a habit a goal. But I know that if I manage to achieve my personal goal of writing on a regular basis, then the other goals will take care of themselves. I will get the book written because I established that habit. So maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. I don't know. But I still think show up is a pretty good short. And short way of going about things. I am really tired and I'm gonna have to end the stream. I'm very sorry because I'm just not with it today. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope you are wearing your mask and staying safe, depending on how things go tomorrow. Hope you're getting writing done. And if you're not getting writing done today, then get writing done tomorrow. Thank you, Kalita. I will. I just need to get a good night's sleep. But if you want to see my stuff, it's at merverse.com. If you want to catch this show live, then you can see twitch.tv/mightymer. And you can see all my stuff. I have books, I have other podcasts, I got blogging things going on over at merverse.com, so you can learn most of what you need to know about me over there. If you want to talk to me on the social medias, I check in on Twitter every once in a while. Yes, folks are saying for me to get a nap. I may do that. My goal was to get some gaming done this afternoon, but we'll have to see. So, stay safe, wear your mask, get some writing done, and we'll all do it again tomorrow. And then on Thursday, I'll do another show. Hopefully, I will be very awake and with it. You can support the Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer, where you will get access to the archives and our Discord, and at certain levels you will get you could be killed in one of my books, someone with your name, or you can join our Kick in the Pants workshop.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.